K107.1, your home for the Green Bay Packers all season long. And you heard it right here on our airwaves last night and on K107.com. The play where Aaron Rodgers went down and then didn't come back at all. And Seneca Wallace played, and he did not do well. And, well, the defense really didn't do well either. It was just kind of not a fun game to watch if you're a Packer fan. I know a lot of Bears fans in the area. Very enjoyable experience last night, Bears beating the Packers 27-20. Brian Caribou joins us from CheeseheadTV.com, and Brian's kind of become my therapist when the Packers lose. So good to have you once again, Brian.
No problem. That's what I'm here for.
If there's anything that's coming out of the game that I can give the listeners, this is a definitive, it's that I am going to ban playing the Bears Still Suck song on K107.1. So many requests for it yesterday, and we felt kind of uneasy about it, so I'm banning that song, A. That's the first agenda of the list. But then other than that, who knows what's going to happen next? We don't know the extent of Rodgers' injury. Anyone with an internet connection last night was saying the Packers should sign Flynn, which I don't think they should. I don't think they will. Where do you stand before we break this all down with what happened last night and what the Packers should do now?
I guess the Packers have to figure out what's going on with Aaron Rodgers. The word from head coach Mike McCarthy is they're still doing tests today to determine the extent of the injury and figuring out how long Aaron Rodgers will be out. I don't think there's any direction the Packers can go right now except for having Seneca Wallace and just riding out this injury with him. You can sit here and you can think, should they sign Matt Flynn? Well, he's had some elbow issues that might prevent the Packers from going after him. Could they potentially go after Brett Favre? That's actually been thrown out there by Howard Balzer, a reporter who's reported for ESPN, USA Today, and Pro Football Weekly. He says they've contacted him. I don't know what the level of interest is, but, I mean, these just don't seem like realistic options for me. I mean, there's no good option out there, but I think they ride out with Seneca Wallace as long as they have to.
Where am I? I can't believe I'm at the point of my Packer fanship where I would much rather see Brett Favre come back than a guy like Matt Flynn come and play. If Favre, 44 years old, that you'd get a nice little Drew Bledsoe, Tom Brady thing going on. I think that'd be kind of fun. But I don't know. Yeah, you have to see how long Rodgers is going to be out. I think the biggest thing quarterback-wise last night was that Josh McCown came to this game knowing that he was going to play a full game, confident in the weapons around him, and the Bears had the game plan for him. He performed very well. They took chances. They let him be, and I think he did well. Seneca Wallace, on the other hand, I don't think he honestly thought that he would ever play a snap for the Green Bay Packers, much less 90% of a game. He has athleticism. He, I think, is still a capable quarterback, but he just did not look ready. I think before you start saying who's going to come in, you have to give Seneca Wallace a full week with this team in this system and see what they can do against the Eagles. If he puts another stinker against the Eagles, then I don't know. I mean, Scott Tolzien's on the practice squad. You can bring him up. I just don't think that Matt Flynn is the answer. I think a lot of times Wisconsin fans, especially, they'll only want people that have been here before. Yes, Matt Flynn had a couple of good games. That was a while ago. That was against the Detroit Lions. I remember the win. So I don't know. I'm not as confident in Matt Flynn as everybody else seems to be. I almost feel like I'm in the minority there. I think Wallace should get a go this week if Rodgers can't play.
I do think Seneca Wallace will play better with a full week of preparation, knowing he's the starter, knowing he's going to get all the reps in practice and preparation specifically for an Eagles defense. So I do think there's some hope there that you'll see progress over the next week or so from a quarterback in Seneca Wallace who, you know, basically really didn't play last night. And he was put into a tough situation where, yeah, he probably didn't think he was going to play. He probably didn't get a whole lot of reps in practice. But, I mean, the reality is the Packers, you know, have to get these backup quarterbacks ready no matter who it is. And And I think they, you know, obviously will, you know, try to get Wallace a little bit better prepared going forward. It's a tough situation. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is the best quarterback in the NFL, or at least one of them. And when you lose that, I mean, almost any hope of winning a game goes out the window, as it was last night.
Talking with Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com, I was on Twitter last night. I have people texting me in right now saying that Matt Flynn is way better, and I hate to rag on Matt Flynn. I just don't think he's the answer. I really don't. But do you have any, like, anger at Ted Thompson? I mean, we talked about this in the preseason a lot, too. Graham Harrell was bad. They brought in Vince Young. That didn't work out. Seneca Wallace. They have a backup quarterback. They can't actually think that there's no way Rodgers is going to ever get hurt. This is the guy they brought in. He should have been ready to go last night, and he wasn't. So on one hand, Wallace wasn't ready, but on the other hand, the Packers should have a guy ready, don't you think?
It's a tough situation. I mean, they drafted B.J. Coleman two seasons ago with the hope that he would be the guy, or at least he would eventually develop into the guy to back up Aaron Rodgers, and, well, it didn't pan out. And, you know, they tried the Graham Harrell experiment, and that didn't pan out. And they tried signing Vince Young this past preseason, and that didn't pan out. I mean, they've tried a lot of guys, but, I guess the onus does go back to Ted Thompson, where, you know, maybe he shouldn't have drafted B.J. Coleman in the first place. He should have drafted somebody else that, you know, was better. So, you know, I think there's some culpability lies with him. But, it's you just go back to it's such a tough situation for the Packers. I mean, you look at all these possibilities. And even if they were to go out and sign Matt Flynn, well, what if he looks like he did when he did with the Raiders or the Seahawks, which wasn't very good?
Yeah, started a game for the Raiders this year. He was terrible.
It just goes back to the same situation where, I mean, you're in the same boat. If Matt Flynn comes here and bombs, you're back to square one again. So, I think you got to go with Seneca Wallace, give him the full week of preparation, see how he is. He's not going to be Aaron Rodgers, but you hope he can just weather the storm until Aaron Rodgers gets back.
Let's just remember, Packer fans, let's just remember we haven't had this kind of problem in 20 years. We haven't had to worry about if Seneca Wallace or Matt Flynn or Scott Tolzien was the answer in 20 years. So remember, as Packer fans, how lucky we are when we talk about this the next couple of days, and we'll kind of see what happens. The Packers have the Eagles again this Sunday, who the defense is one that we should be able to exploit a little bit, so we'll see what happens there. We had a terrific game last night on the ground. Really, they only lost by a touchdown. I think the defense, that's a whole nother 10-minute conversation about how poorly I thought the defense played. They had that chance to stop a fourth down. The whole 9-minute drive was terrible. So I think you just remember that sometimes, yes, the Packers are going to lose at home to the Bears. It will happen sometimes. And sometimes, yes, rarely, but sometimes, our quarterback is going to get injured, and we're going to have to be like every other of the 31 teams that have had this problem in the last 20 years. I just think that we don't think too much about last night. See what the Packers do this week. If they still struggle with Seneca Wallace, then we go into panic mode. But I'm going to pull my Favre jersey back out of the closet just in case.
I do think of one of the more disappointing aspects of last night was the way the defense played. This was a defense that had showed much improvement over the course of the season, compared to last year and even from the beginning of the season. And you thought, well, even if, you know, Aaron Rodgers does go out, well, this defense is at least going to stop the Bears. And that wasn't the case. Matt Forte had over 100 yards rushing, and Josh McCown looked comparatively much better than Seneca Wallace, you know, completing passes to Brandon Marshall, to Elshon Jeffrey. The Packers secondary just got abused by a backup quarterback. That shouldn't happen. You know, that was the biggest, you know, disappointment to me. I knew going in I'd be disappointed by Seneca Wallace, but I expected the Packers defense to play a whole lot better, and they didn't hold up their end of the bargain on Monday night. So when that doesn't happen, then there's no chance for the Packers. I shouldn't say no chance. There was, you know, it was a close game, but you know, coming out with a loss in a game in which they were a double-digit favorite, you expect them to win the game.
Anyway, if Cutler comes back this weekend, anyway, you think the Bears will give us Josh McCown? No,
yeah,
probably not.
The Packers would like Josh McCown when he certainly looks like a whole lot better backup than Seneca Wallace.
Yeah, he did look pretty well last night. All right, Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com. Keep your phone on standby. If it's 3 in the morning, I'm breaking in live with you if they do sign Favre at any point. But we'll talk to you again a little bit later in the week. I don't really think they're going to sign Favre. I don't think they're going to sign Flynn. I think Seneca Wallace is your starter. I think Aaron Rodgers is out 3 to 6 weeks. And we'll just try to eke in the playoffs and go from there. What do you do? What do you do? We can't control this. What do we do? Come on.
Yeah, I don't know what you do. You just, like I said, you weather the storm and hope that Aaron Rodgers' injury is not going to keep him out long at all. That's what you hope.
Brian Caribou, CheeseheadTV.com. Thanks for the therapy session. We'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds good. Talk to you Friday.